ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
The dispute between Australia's eSafety Commissioner and social media platform owner Elon Musk will continue after the federal court rolled over an injunction yesterday. At the centre of this fight is Bishop Marie Emmanuel, who was stabbed while giving a sermon in his church in Western Sydney last week. Now, that attack was live streamed, and the vision has continued to resurface after Musk's ex-platform ignored requests from the eSafety Commissioner demanding its removal across the world. The federal court has been told by X's legal team that the bishop wants the footage to remain online. Professor Jeannie Patterson is a co-director of the Centre for AI and Digital Ethics at the University of Melbourne and has been following the case and joins us this morning on Breakfast. Professor Patterson, thanks for making time for us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with what happened in the federal court yesterday. What do you make of what X's legal team produced, this affidavit from Bishop Marie Emmanuel saying he wants the footage to stay online?
That's actually not relevant to the question under the legislation. The power of the eSafety Commissioner is to request the removal of certain categories of material, material that's violent or abhorrent or incites violence or other abhorrent activities. So while we are respectful of the bishop's views, it's not actually relevant to that particular determination.
Okay, so you're saying the statement won't carry any weight?
Under the terms of the legislation, the criteria is the categorisation of the material, not the views of the person who happens to be shown in it.
So legally, you're saying it won't carry any weight. Then why did they produce this?
The argument, I think, is in court is probably going to descend to a very technical argument. So one aspect of the argument may be that the material doesn't meet the standard of abhorrent or offensive content that's specified under the Act, and the use of the bishop's affidavit may be an attempt to give weight to the fact that the material just isn't that bad. So I think that's where it's sitting at the moment.
The federal court has carried over its injunction until May the 10th. What does it mean for the content in question?
It means that the content is still subject to the removal order of the eSafety Commissioner. And that's really where the second murky aspect of the case arises. So the first question is, does the content meet the criteria specified in the Act? Is it seriously abhorrent or violent or inciting those sorts of activities? And then the second question is actually what is required under the legislation by the removal notice issued by the eSafety Commissioner. Now, as I understand it, X has said, well, we can block the material being accessed in Australia, but many Australians use VPNs, virtual private networks, which means that they're not, in technical terms, they're not geographically identifiable. The eSafety Commissioner has said, well, that means the material needs to be moved everywhere. And that's where the argument is lying. So the argument that we're prepared for in court is whether X has to remove the material everywhere. Now, at the moment, it's saying it won't, which means it's in breach of the injunction, and it's also exposed to penalties under the Online Safety Act. But X is overseas, so whether either the injunction or the penalties can be enforced is unclear.
Yeah, it is. There is an ambiguity. So what's hinging on this case? In the sense we have an eSafety Commissioner calling out a social media platform and it's failing to comply with the order. Is that at the centre of it?
That's at the centre of it. And this is really an important question going forward because we know that we're seeing concerns about violent material online, and we're also concerned about misinformation online. The government is talking about introducing a Misinformation Act, which will be aimed at misinformation, not just offensive images, but also lies, deceptive material, and so on. And there's a real enforcement question with all of these moves because the social media companies aren't in Australia, and it's difficult to enforce even properly made constitutional, democratically representative laws against businesses overseas.
In terms of the eSafety Commissioner, does she have the right tools at her disposal?
I've seen calls to increase the penalties that may be levied against social media companies that fail to follow the directions of the eSafety Commissioner. But to some extent, that isn't the issue here. The penalties are going to keep racking up as, for example, X fails to comply with the removal notice. If you don't comply with an injunction, that's contempt of court. The problem, I think, is not the tools, but the fact that social media companies, by and large, are based overseas and beyond the jurisdiction of an Australian regulator. Now, there's some moves that can be taken to enforce those laws. If the company is carrying on business in Australia, if it has people here, sometimes the enforcement action can be taken against those people. But there is a real issue with social media companies, these companies that do business across the world, but from foreign jurisdictions, about how they can be controlled. Now, we know that some countries just take the response of blocking social media altogether. I'm not sure Australia's ready to go down that pathway, but the problem, I think, is geography rather than having the right legislation in place.
Such an interesting case, whatever people's personal views are on it, but just as a sort of legal case, it's so interesting. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Professor Jeannie Patterson is the co-director for the Centre for AI and Digital Ethics at the University of Melbourne.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.